This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, if you missed it, the breaking news in the last 30 minutes or so, the Houston Texans have agreed to a contract extension with Derek Stingley Jr., first team All-Pro cornerback, 3 years, $90 million, $89 million guaranteed. I would love to know where that that sliver of $1 million that's not guaranteed.
You know, I'll ask Texans Cap about that, because Danielle Hunter, it seemed pretty similar. There's probably a $1 million that has to be, earned or something, or yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Because
it is.
It's like Nick's like, I'm not going to guarantee 100%.
I'm no sucker, all right?
You're not, listening. I'm not talking to Jim Brown here, okay? Well, you're a good young football player, but I'm not going to go the full Monty.
You know what's funny about that is that there probably is a stigma on the fully guaranteed contract since Deshaun got his from Cleveland a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, like there may be a stigma on that. Like, look.
Don't worry, everybody. We've got an out.
Yeah.
You can't earn that $1 million.
Yeah, we're going to get that million back someday, all right?
We'll get that 0.35% of the cap back. Don't you worry about a thing,
all right? No, I like this deal, though. And by and large, it looks like Texan fans really like this deal, too. People weighing in. I love the Stingley contract. Bring on the Hornet's Nest. Is that what we're calling it? I like the kill zone.
It's in contention. The Hornet's Nest, the kill zone.
Yeah.
I think people were worried with the kill zone that it would just be, it's just too easy to be come up in an inappropriate time.
Yeah.
What with various things that happen these days.
Yes.
But the kill zone does sound better than
the Hornet's Nest. Oh, it's badass, man. Yeah.
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 Counterpoint on the text page, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I wouldn't guarantee a Stingley contract, Sean. I'm from LSU and I have a good memory. I could see where you'd be a little scarred. If you're both a Texans fan and an LSU fan.
Well, and that's where the short-term part of it comes in. Not that it all of a sudden erases Derek Stingley's lengthy injury history. He's had two healthy seasons since he got to college football. 2019 his freshman year, and then last year in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Without doing all the math, that's more unhealthy seasons than healthy seasons.
Yes.
by a long stretch.
By a lot, yeah.
So this is where two things I think you got to take into account. One is that, as it happens with some younger players, I remember I played with Fred Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Fred Taylor was injured a lot in his first few years in the league, and he figured some things out about the way to handle his body, the way to handle recovery and rehab and all that, and ended up being way more durable in the second half
forever.
Of his career.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, and it does happen. It happens with younger players all the time. On the baseball side of things, Carlos Correa learned how to manage it to where, after a while, the only thing that was injuring him was a massage therapist, allegedly, and then whatever that anomaly in his leg was.
Right.
So I'm cautiously optimistic that last year's version of Stingley, a more durable and healthy one, is the one that we're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
But that is also why these short-term contracts, like you gave to Danielle Hunter, like you did with Nico Collins, like they did with Laremy Tunsil a couple times.
Yeah.
They're appetizing to the team because you cover your butt a little bit on the injury side of things. The carrot on the stick for the player is, all right, I'm making top of the market right now, but then in a couple years, when the salary cap is increased yet again and my contract isn't going to be as competitive, if I just keep playing my ass off, then I can get another deal like this, either with the Texans or elsewhere. So it covers a lot of the concerns and or, you know, productive greed of either side.
Does it bother you that it was so much higher than the next closest one? I mean, this is a 20% bump over what the previous high was that was signed a week ago with J.C. Horn. Going from $25 million all the way up to $30 million.
No, I like it without doing any thinking about it. But that's the irrational side of me.
I mean, to be clear, I think Stingley is 20% better than J.C. Horn. But we know how these markets work sometimes.
Well, that's where on the practical side of things, I think it makes sense that I think that Caserio might realize that J.C. Horn's deal isn't going to be the one that sets the market, and that you're going to be up around $30 million per year regardless, so let's be the first in, like they did with Nico Collins last year. And maybe by the end of next offseason, there's a really good chance that this looks like a relative bargain because the salaries are going to go up that much.
Two front offices that are cursing Nick Caserio today, the Jets and the Chiefs. You've got Sauce Gardner and Trent McDuffie, both extension eligible, and they've both been decorated in that same strata of cornerback that Derek Stingley currently resides in. So those two front offices are not happy with. They were probably planning on $25.2 million or whatever it was. Derek Stingley gets 30. I think this might be a tell for two things with the Texans as we're kind of looking forward here. Okay, this is the first like really big market setting contract that Nick Caserio has done as the Texans GM. Maybe the Tunsil extension qualifies as well, I guess. But I'm thinking more like young player coming off a rookie deal, second contract, big deal. Is this a tell for Will Anderson Jr. and C.J. Stroud? If they keep playing at the level they're at, are we going to get the same tweet next summer or spring with Will Anderson Jr. getting $42 million a year, whatever it is at that point, and C.J. Stroud getting $62 million a year or whatever
it is. I think it's very, very possible. And this is one thing that I have always given Laremy Tunsil credit for, because I think it has been a good precedent to set on this team. So as much as we can talk about this, that, or the other with Laremy Tunsil, he was very cool with signing extensions that were very short-term extensions. And then the second time he got a new contract from the Texans, it was kind of a proof of concept that, hey, if the team likes what you're doing, that they'll give you a new contract. So even after Laremy Tunsil is gone, I do think there's a precedent on this team and an increasing precedent on other teams in the NFL that this is a good way to operate. That, hey, Laremy Tunsil did it, and he's a guy that negotiates his own contracts and don't take no BS from nobody, all that. That younger players see that and think that it does. This is what I've long advocated. The NFL players, if you want guaranteed contracts or lots of guarantees, just sign a shorter deal.
Yeah.
And then what you also avoid is these annoying, incredibly annoying situations where a player decides 2 years into his five-year deal that he's underpaid. And that's not fair. It's not fair. I need more. Mm-hmm. It's a three-year deal. You're one of the top paid. Yes. If you play well, you're going to, there's going to be other people that maybe you deserve more money then, but you're on a short-term contract. Yeah. Just play it out and go be a free agent.
Do you think that this contract, because they paid Stingley, if you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Texans just signed Derek Stingley Jr. to a monster extension. 3 years, $90 million, nearly every penny of it guaranteed, $89 million guaranteed. So they paid Stingley. I think it's a given. Barring injury or some quirky underperformance that I don't think anybody sees coming with either guy, I think Will Anderson Jr. is going to be a near, if not a market setting contract at edge rusher. I think C.J. Stroud will be the next quarterback to get paid next summer, and that'll be in the $60 million range. They're going to have to steal from something in order to pay all these guys, Seth, like these tippy top contracts that they've not been in this neighborhood before with this regime. Like, we're, with Nick Caserio at the controls, they've not lived in this world that like the Eagles and the Chiefs live in, where you're having to figure out which guys are going to be our $20 and $30 million guys. I do wonder if the offensive line is going to be the thing where not only is there a shift in the culture in that room, but is there a shift into how they prioritize paying offensive line? Like, is the Seth Payne offensive line that has five average guys doing their job together, is that the future of the Texans on the offensive line?
Okay, so in calling it the Seth Payne offensive line, it's not like that's my dream. It's my dream for the baseline you have to get to right now. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, then, yeah, hopefully you draft a stud. You bring in some other guy develops into a stud, which tends to happen at the offensive line way more than at other positions. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But, I mean, it's always a good problem to have. It's that if you draft well and
too many good guys,
talent well,
yeah.
It's like the Astros. Yeah, you're going to have too many good players, and at some point you're going to have to make some tough decisions. It's always, you know, and I think Laremy Tunsil fell into that boat of, all right, we're getting to a point where we've got to pay guys, we've got to keep cap space open. Is Laremy the exact guy that is worth keeping around and paying this money on this offensive line when they need so much? Well, they need so much work altogether. And it was, I don't want to say easy to make that decision, but it was a hard decision that they felt most appropriate right now.
Yeah.
That obviously having just Laremy Tunsil on the offensive line was not turning it into a good offensive line.
Nope.
So if we can get compensation for him and clear up some cap space, we got to go about not just paying Derek Stingley, but also finding five competent offensive linemen.
Yeah. Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. I think this contract makes the entire secondary hungry. If Stingley was motivated by Nico Collins, imagine Lassiter, Bullock, and Petrie all looking at Stingley right now. Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, that is something that you can tell from the get-go with Nick as the GM, and I would imagine with D'Amico, too. I think I've even heard D'Amico say something to this effect. They greatly value the intel of being around a guy every day,
yeah,
versus going out. Like, Danielle Hunter is an exception to the rule in them giving $24, $25 million a year, even over just 2 years, to a guy who's not been in the building. And I would imagine all the intel they had on Danielle Hunter was over the moon, really, really good. But there's a reason why, you know, that for better or worse, like, there's a reason why they paid Dalton Schultz 3 years, $36 million, instead of dipping in and maybe going and getting a tight end that they didn't know anything about. Because they watched him work for that 1 year that he had the one-year prove-it deal he was on. Now, that one has not worked out thus far. But yeah, I think it's the same mindset that leads them to giving Nico Collins $24 million a year and leads them to giving Derek Stingley Jr. the contract that they gave him today is that they watch this guy work in their ecosystem every single day. They value that intel.
If you think about, boy, I mean, that's, again, without putting the cart before the horse, those are nice problems to have when it comes to time to, if you've got multiple guys on the defense that have played up to that level to where they, I mean, you can't pay them all.
Them all.
Like at some point, you're going to have to pull another Laremy Tunsil trade that maybe is a little bit more emotionally difficult.
Yes.
But that's a great problem to have. As
Absolutely.
It's been with the Astros for the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not fun right now with the Astros, but you got to remember that this is what comes with having that many good players on your team, that you have that incredibly long World Series window.
Yep.
So yeah, hopefully but I don't want to worry about it right now because they're not at that spot, obviously. But it's definitely a good carrot on the stick for those guys.
Hey, Sean and Seth, how much cap space do the Texans have now after the Stingley contract? I have no idea. I have no idea how the contract structure. They had $19 million coming into today, according to
probably,
Over the Cap.
It probably won't affect the cap much at all because these extensions don't kick in until the next year, usually.
Right.
So, could be wrong on that. But, like, I don't think this will matter all that much. So, it'll be a three-year extension, but that doesn't include... Have we seen any details on it yet?
No details. Just the 3 years, $90 million. So I'm sure they'll trickle out today. Whatever the Jets and Chiefs were thinking about giving Sauce and McDuffie, they need to change their plans now because Stingley is better than both of them. That's the problem is for those two teams is that I'm sure Sauce Gardner thinks he's better than Derek Stingley Jr. and I'm sure Trent McDuffie does as well. We'll see what happens. But the Texans made life a little more difficult for those two teams today, probably.
So if you look at Nico Collins, his deal, his big money. No, I don't have it. Never mind.
Okay.
I apologize, everybody.
Okay, no worries. No worries. You brought this up, I think, during the break.
Nico Collins' first year of big salary is 2026.
Okay.
So he redid his deal last year, and his 2000, you know, his salary, his base salary in 2025 is $1.1 million
because they restructured him.
And then in 2012, oh, that's right, they redid that. So I can't go back to the original.
I think the big money was going to kick in this year, this coming year after his rookie deal was up.
They had redone the deal. So usually this first year, it's not Derek Stingley's deal probably isn't going to affect the way the Texans operate this season.
Correct.
Or at least not, you know, obviously it's going to affect the way they plan and everything, but they still have cap space. It's not going to soak up a bunch of cap space.
You brought up a good question. What is Danielle Hunter thinking right now? Because there have been rumors of maybe them trying to extend him. He's a restructure candidate for sure if they're trying to open up cap space because he's got a nearly fully guaranteed $24, $25 million deal this year. But, man, the roof has been blown off some of these positional markets, and his is one of them. I would love to know what both sides are thinking right now, Danielle Hunter and the Houston Texans, if there's any sort of staring contest or if there's any conversation going on. Is he a guy that the Texans, as they're putting a core together, like in the NFL, I think you can put a core together that you can feel good about being together for maybe 3 years. Like that feels like the window, especially the window the Texans seem to be operating in. I don't know that I want to tack three more years onto Danielle Hunter's deal, but I wonder if he's of mind. He wants to be here badly enough where he would tack, you know, another year at 30-something million onto his deal.
Right. It's a hard decision because he's everything that you want, but they also have a defensive end on the other side that's going to be making a boatload of money most likely pretty soon. And if you're Nick, you almost got to hope that, man, if they end up drafting a defensive end or just somebody develops that maybe they feel like they just don't want to commit that long term to a guy who's in his 30s.
Yeah.
But it's not like they've been afraid to commit pretty big money to guys in their 30s before. I would guess. I think Nick is cool with extending Danielle Hunter for maybe one more year. But the Danielle Hunter is thinking, all right, I'm only 1 year older than Myles Garrett. And if I'm going to be a free agent at the end of this season, I'm just going to go ahead and see what's
out
there. Or see if the Texans want to pony back up as a free agent, whatever it might be.
Yeah, I would have to want to be here really, really badly to forego one last dip into the pool of a market where the ceiling has now become 40. Now, it doesn't mean that Danielle Hunter's getting $40 million, but it does mean he's probably getting way more than the 24 that he's currently getting.
Plus, we got to remember, Danielle's only been, he's been living back at home for a year now.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you first move back to your hometown, It's, oh yeah, this is awesome, man. Oh boy, it's great being around family. And then after a while, you remember like, oh boy, I'm really just around family all the time now, aren't I? Woo! Woo!
It happens.
So right. I don't know how it is for him.
It's a curiosity, man. I'm curious what's going on with that. All right, so if you missed it, the big news, Derek Stingley Jr., 3 years, $90 million extension. We'll continue to touch on that. Hard to find a report card, though, for the Texans in free agency.
Boo!
That's giving them good grades.
Boo.
I think there's a big reason for this, and I don't think it's the guys that they've signed, actually. I'll explain coming up next.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.